Chapter 5. A Mysterious Land. After hearing the Grand Vizier's story, the astonished Sultan immediately sent for the fisherman.
"Friend, can you bring me 4 more such fish?" asked the Sultan.
"If your Majesty will allow me some time, I will do it," replied the fisherman.
The fisherman went immediately to the lake. At the first casting of his net, the fisherman once again caught 4 fish. He brought them directly to the Sultan. Not expecting the fish so soon, the Sultan was overjoyed. He instructed the fisherman be paid 400 gold pieces. As soon as the Sultan had the fish, he commanded them to be carried into his study with all that was necessary for frying them. Then, shutting himself up with the Grand Vizier, the Sultan cleaned them himself. He put them into the pan, and when they were fried on one side, he turned them over. The study wall opened, but instead of the young lady, out came a large slave with a great green stick in his hand. He approached the frying pan. He touched one of the fish with his staff. In a terrible voice, the slave said,
"Fish, are you within your duty?"
The fish raised their heads and answered,
"Yes, yes. If you pay your debts, we pay ours. If you fly, we overcome and are content."
The fish had no sooner finished these words than the slave threw the frying pan into the middle of the room. He reduced the fish to coal. He left in a fierce manner, rushing into the opening in the wall. It closed, and the wall appeared as it did before.
"After what I have seen, it will not be possible for me to be easy of mind. Without a doubt, these fish are something extraordinary," said the Sultan to the Vizier.
The Sultan sent for the fisherman. When he came, the Sultan said,
"Fisherman, the fish you have brought us make me very uneasy. Where did you catch them?"
"Your Majesty," answered the fisherman, "I fished for them in a lake located between 4 hills, beyond the far mountain."
"Do you know that lake?" said the Sultan to the Grand Vizier.
"No, I have never heard of it, even though I have hunted for over 60 years beyond that mountain," replied the Grand Vizier.
The Sultan asked the fisherman how far the lake might be from the palace. The fisherman answered that it was not longer than a 3-hour journey. Upon hearing this, the Sultan commanded all his court to take to horse. With the fisherman guiding them, they traveled beyond the mountain. To their great surprise, they saw a vast plain that nobody had observed until just that moment. When at last they came to the lake, they found it to be between 4 hills just as the fisherman had described. The water was very clear. The fish were like those the fisherman had brought to the palace. The Sultan stood upon the shore of the lake, admiring the fish. He wondered how it was possible that they had never seen this lake before. He and all those in his court had never so much as even heard of it.
"Since you all agree that you have never heard of it, I'm resolved not to return to my palace until I learn how this lake came here and why all the fish in it are of 4 colors," said the Sultan.
He ordered his court to make camp. They immediately set to work placing his pavilion and household tents along the banks of the lake. When night came, the Sultan retired to his pavilion and spoke to the Grand Vizier.
"Grand Vizier, my mind is uneasy. This lake, the spirit that appeared, the fish that speak, all of these things excite my curiosity. I cannot resist trying to find the answer to this mystery. I have decided to explore these surroundings alone. I order you to keep my absence a secret. Stay in my pavilion. Tomorrow morning, when my court comes to attend me, send them away. Tell them that I am ill and wish to be alone. Continue telling them this same thing until I return."
The Grand Vizier tried to talk the Sultan out of his plan. He told him of the danger he might be exposed to, and that his efforts might be without success. It was to no end. The Sultan was resolved. He put on a suit fit for walking and took his scimitar.
As soon as the camp was quiet, he went out. He passed over one of the hills without much difficulty. When he came to the plain, he continued walking on until the sun rose. Then he saw a vast building in the distance. He was delighted. He hoped there he would find the information he sought. When he drew near, he saw that it was a magnificent palace, a strong castle of polished marble. It was covered with fine steel as smooth as glass.